This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to talk. We're going to take this hour. We're going to talk to the editor in chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. That being Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh yeah,
always a pleasure.
Always my pleasure as well. Let's talk about. And I talked about this briefly somewhere, or maybe I haven't talked about it yet. Maybe I plan on talking about it. Don't know. So let's talk about it now. The ATF, those gallant crime fighters, have gone and shut down a tabletop FFL, haven't they? They've saved the world.
Yeah, I'm sure they've struck a real blow for law and order here in southeastern Oklahoma, as has been evident for a couple of years now. The Biden administration is executing an out-and-out war on gun manufacturers, gun retailers, gun owners, everywhere they can. And one of the places where that's really been manifest is by weaponizing the ATF and having them institute a zero tolerance policy for all federal firearms licensees. And that means when they go in and they examine your inventory and your A&B book and your 4473 forms, if you have so much as a comma out of place, or somebody puts some information in the wrong box, they will use that information to shut you down. The result of that is they shut down 500% more FFLs last year than they ever had before. So that's obviously something they're actively engaged in. They went in to talk to a gentleman named Russell Fincher, who is a kitchen table FFL, and what that means is he's an FFL who operates out of the house. He doesn't have a gun store. He keeps an inventory of guns that he likes to go to gun shows with and sell, you know, rent a table and sell there, and maybe he'll sell some of his own guns as well, personal guns. But he's an FFL. He's got inventory. He, you know, maintains all the necessary records and fills out 4473 forms and does NICS background checks when he sells a gun. Well, the ATF came out and said, "Hey, we'd like to stop by," which is unusual in this story. They called him first. Usually they just knock at the door and say, "Hey, we're here. Show us your stuff." And he was polite and let them in. And then they said they wanted to come back because they found some things that concerned them. And they didn't just come back. They came back with an armed SWAT team. And they handcuffed him and held him and confiscated a number of firearms. And then Mr. Fincher, who sadly was not thinking straight, and didn't get an attorney involved, said, "Look, if you want my FFL, you can have it." At which point the ATF agent whips out a form for him to sign to relinquish his FFL, and they took, what Mr. Fincher estimates is $50,000 to $60,000 worth of guns, including 50 of his own personally owned firearms, not just the inventory he keeps to sell. And Mr. Fincher says that the lead ATF agent who was there that day, Special Agent Theodore Mongel, said, "You're done. We have shut you down. You tell all your FFL buddies we're coming for them. We are shutting down, shutting gun shows down."
Wow.
Yeah, we are shutting gun shows down. So apparently, they're at least this one agent thinks that his job is to shut down kitchen table FFLs like Mr. Fincher and put a dent in gun shows that go on all across the country every weekend. And one party says, he said, one agent told me that they hate home FFLs. He said, if I wanted to sell a Browning shotgun to someone at a gun show with no paperwork, that's no problem. But when I sell a Glock or an AR lower, that's a gangbanger. I asked him where it said that in the regs. He said, no gangbanger would be shooting people with a $2,000 Benelli. To me, that was one of the dumbest statements he could have made. So obviously, this agent doesn't have a problem with the average gun owner walking through the aisles and selling a shotgun he brought in himself to somebody else with no paperwork or background check. But when somebody like Mr. Fincher, who's got to keep guns in stock, sells a Glock to somebody at a gun store, at least this FFL agent considers that arming a gang member.
Without any proof of that, of course.
Without any proof.
And I mean, when this guy is selling, he has to put everybody through a background check, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's an FFL.
Because he's an FFL. I'm not aware that they've accused him of, you know, failing to do background checks or not doing that. There is apparently, if you read our story, and I suggest your readers do that, or your listeners do that, they said that they found some guns that had shown up on traces. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know if he had guns that he bought used, but my impression is they show his list, his inventory list here, of guns that they took. I'm not sure how again, we're obviously getting all this from Mr. Fincher's side. We don't know everything that happened here, and the ATF will never tell you everything that happened here. But were there some problems with his paperwork? I don't doubt it, because there's always problems with every FFL paperwork.
Well, it's done by hand, right? It's not done by a computer in most cases.
It's done by hand,
right,
by human beings. You know, we talked last week about Central Texas Gunworks and the ATF inspection there with Michael Cargill, with the 13,000 transfers he'd done in a year, and found seven, you know, spelling errors or Social Security number in the wrong box, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that they are using when they want to shut people down, even though that's just normal human error and is not, as they characterize it, a willful disregard for the law.
Right. Right. Right, right, right. Okay. So at least we have one ATF agent who's not one of the hardworking, normal law enforcers that some people talk about. He, too, is a totalitarian. Looking at the list of guns that they took, I mean, so they took them and they are confiscated, and it's just a loss for him.
My guess is it is. I'm sure he'll try to get it back and appeal this somehow, but
right.
Good luck. And who knows what actually happens to these things. I think this actually might be the list of his own personal guns,
right,
that they took, but I'm not positive of that. That's not clear.
Since Lee Williams wrote it, I would have to imagine that Alan Gottlieb will take a look at this, and maybe he'll lend a hand. I don't know.
I would hope so.
Yeah, we're running out. We're coming up on the first break, but that dude was not prepared for this at all, was he?
No, he was not.
Yeah. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com, and we get this one that is a, in some places, this would be a very, 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 very bad idea. But let's talk about this cat in San Francisco who's decided he's figured out a way to protect his business.
Yeah, this could go very wrong very quickly in a lot of places. But yeah, this is a gentleman who doesn't want to be identified other than his nickname Boots. who describes himself as a resident and a business owner in San Francisco. And he's taken to wearing a black hoodie and a mask and dark glasses and parading through his neighborhood and I think the Fisherman's Wharf area with an airsoft gun on his belt, with the idea of scaring off thieves. I think he's mostly concerned with the rash of car break-ins that happen in San Francisco. That seems to be a cottage industry there. They get over 60 of them a day. I think 67 thefts per day they average in San Francisco. And San Francisco is not a physically large, there are about 800,000 people live there, but it isn't really spread out. It's fairly compact for a city its size. Anybody who leaves anything in their car in San Francisco they're really taking chances, and there's an excellent chance that their car is going to get broken into. So this guy, Boots, he goes by, is doing what he thinks he can and needs to, and walking around showing himself with a fake gun on his hip, hoping to scare off the thieves and the junkies and the drug dealers and the bums that are operating and I guess scrounging up money for drugs.
If not out and out assaulting somebody to get money for drugs. Now, in certain places in the U.S., that would not fly at all, would it? I mean, if he was in Detroit, he'd just get shot.
Yeah, he could very well.
Yeah.
And you're taking your life in your hands with some police officers as well. Now, to be clear, the San Francisco Police Department aren't fans of his either. It is illegal to open carry firearms in the state of California. I don't know whether this guy has a concealed carry permit. I seriously doubt it. They've already arrested him once. For carrying, for brandishing a fake gun. And, as one of the police, brandishing an imitation firearm, which is a misdemeanor, and one of the cops said, we don't recommend anyone doing that. We understand everyone's frustration. Officers are frustrated in taking the number of police reports, regarding auto burglaries occurring throughout the city. However, there's a system in place to do that. Yeah, there's a system in place. It means to call. You call 911 and you call it in, and the cops don't even come out to look at your car or take a report. They're going to take a report over the phone if you're lucky. And they'll probably be after waiting half an hour to an hour online so that you can at least make an insurance claim. So, yes, people are frustrated. So this undermanned police force that can't be bothered to arrest junkies and drug dealers and car thieves was Johnny on the spot and right there with a pair of cuffs to arrest Mr. Boots when he's walking around with a plastic airsoft gun on his hip. So that's always encouraging. I'm sure that did much to make everyone feel safer in the Fisherman's Wharf area of San Francisco.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of time, you know, it's just a matter of time before that dude switches to a real gun.
Well, that's what some of our commenters said as well. When you get a city that becomes as lawless as San Francisco and a few others have become, then you're getting back into the territory of the old Charles Bronson days. When you had people the Bernhard Guest days, when people don't care about having a license or a permit,
right,
they start carrying a gun anyway,
right,
because they would rather be able to defend themselves and worry about the consequences later. That's the way things got in New York. Those are the old death wish days when you took your life in your hand walking through Times Square. New York's got problems. New York's crime rate is up, but it isn't back to the bad old days of the 70s and early 80s.
Right.
But if this continues, San Francisco, New York, and a couple other places could very well get there. And then you're right. Then you're going to get people like Mr. Boots here that aren't carrying a plastic gun in their hip. They're going to start carrying a real gun. When the body counts start to rise because of that, that'll make some news. Will it affect anybody's behavior in City Hall or in the prosecutor's office? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing with this, right? And now, have they defunded the SFPD? Did they get defunded to any degree? What's their manpower like?
They did. They cut them back, and then they did an about face and tried to refund them when crime got so bad. You know, and you remember back, they also voted out their prosecutor in a special election.
That's right. That's right. They got rid of Chase Bodine. That's right. They got rid of him.
Yeah. He is gone too, and it's been right at about a year since the new prosecutor's taken over the job. I think I saw an interview with her the other day where she boasts about the number of people that she's charged, but she's complaining about the judges who are still letting these people go,
right?
And not sentencing them to jail time. So, you know, it's a criminal justice game of whack-a-mole that you're playing in cities like this. You know, if the cops are able to arrest people, then the prosecutors aren't prosecuting. If the prosecutors are prosecuting, maybe the judges are being soft on and letting him go. And then the cops can't get enough people to work for him because the criminals are right back out on the street, and then they can't make the arrest. So it's a death spiral that some of these cities are finding themselves in, San Francisco in particular. I don't think I'd want to live there right now.
Well, they call it the doom loop. And, I mean, the other problem that nobody's talking about is all of the office space that's not being taken. There's like 1 million square feet of office space just in San Francisco. Some of these guys that hold mortgages are just letting them go. Here, take back the shopping mall. We don't want it no more because we so they're dying. I mean, San Francisco is dying. They're going to become a retail desert.
With all that prime A-rated space, I don't know why there's anybody homeless in San Francisco.
You would think.
Just open that up and, let people stay there. Get all that off the street, make the streets safe to walk again.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about that just on the other side just to finish that. But talking to Dan Zimmerman from Truth About Guns, this is on the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The Gray Fire near Medical Lake, Washington has destroyed at least 185 structures and burned 10,000 acres. Operation Section Chief Jesse Keene says steady progress on the southern end of the blaze is being made.
Around the Medical Lake communities, continuing to mop up and secure the perimeter, as well as working interior to assess and triage threats to structures and mitigate those threats.
More than 500 firefighters from across the state are battling the blaze. Officials are warning people who sustained damage due to Tropical Storm Hillary, to look out for scam artists. One of the most common scams is a phone call from somebody pretending to be a government official. A pair of GOP hopefuls plans to file suit after being excluded from Wednesday's televised candidates debate. Conservative radio host Larry Elder claims he met all the requirements set by the RNC, but was told he was ineligible. Businessman Perry Johnson claims the same. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We were just talking about San Francisco, where a guy has taken to patrolling outside of his business. He doesn't want to be known. The caricature on the article is pretty good. Who did the bat signal with the boots? Who did that?
I did.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I might have to say, can you make a signal like that? Can I get you to make me a signal like that?
I'll see what I can do.
I'll send you an outline of a tattoo that I had made that represents me. Anyway, in these cities where they're in the doom loop, and that's what the real estate companies call them, the doom loop. Pretty soon, the only business that's going to be actually making any money at all is going to be the drug business.
I think that's increasingly true in a lot of places. I've read that tourism in San Francisco is way down. Convention business is way down, which is why hotel nights are way down, and hotel operators have walked away from some of their buildings because they can't fill them, and it doesn't make – they'd rather – clear bankruptcy and walk away from it than keep paying, paying the debt service on the building. So yeah, it's not good. And the more this goes on, the more that accelerates, the fewer people come, and the more lawless the place gets.
Right.
So yeah, it is a doom loop. And you know, that we've seen it happen in places like Detroit, and then, A lot of the city of Detroit ended up looking like moonscapes, where they knocked down abandoned and buildings that were drug dens or squatters homes and that kind of thing. It's hard to believe that happened in San Francisco, but I'm sure people didn't think that would happen in Detroit either. I mean, went back in the 50s, Detroit was, what, the fifth or sixth largest city in the country and thriving. And 30 years later, it was a hellhole.
Right.
That's now happening in San Francisco and a few other choice locations.
Well, it's going to get worse, too, because this doom loop caused by the office. See, there's a lot of offices that are still, their lease hasn't come up to renew. And they signed their lease way before all of this started, way before the COVID thing started. And what the COVID thing started when they decided to do this little control experiment on it, it also showed that you could do office work from somewhere not there. You didn't have to be, you could do it at home.
Yeah, it was a forced sociological experiment.
Yeah.
And a lot of businesses discovered that there are different ways they could work, and they didn't need necessarily tens of thousands of feet of prime office space in downtown areas.
Right.
And all the commuting and all that, and employees got used to that too. They like working from home. Some businesses are forcing people to come back, and they find that people aren't as productive when they're working in their slippers at home, but a lot of them are.
Yeah.
I'm a friend of mine is an attorney, and they have cut way back on their space. They've got some office space when they need to meet with clients. They have like some hoteling space when attorneys need to come in. They basically have offices that they use for the day when they're in there, but they're not their offices. They don't come in every day. They mostly work from home, and it works well for them, and it saves them a lot of money.
Pretty
and soon. In a city like San Francisco, where people have to worry about their car being broken into or worry about being, walking through feces as they walk down the block or dodging the homeless,
dodging the
drug dealers,
the syringes.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of reasons not to be headquartered in a place like that.
Yeah, they're pretty soon it's gonna. And one of the problems, another problem you can tell with these doom loop places is they all want to rely on mass transit. And very shortly, in San Francisco, mass transit's going out of business. So they're going to call to subsidize mass transit. And, California's also considering this, what is it, $200 billion, or is it $800 billion reparation plan, which has no chance of getting signed or anything. But, I mean, they're setting themselves up to have a little internal state civil war, the way they keep baiting all these people.
Well, things do change. When things get bad enough, eventually people do change the way they vote. I'm not sure where that inflection point is, but it does get reached. It got that way in New York. It got so bad in New York for so long that they did the unthinkable, and they elected a Republican. Rudy Giuliani came in there with a mandate to clean up the city, and he did. And of all people, Michael Bloomberg continued much of what he did afterwards until he was forced by the courts to stop some of it. But Bloomberg is not stupid. Bloomberg is a businessman. He knows what it takes to run to keep a city profitable, safe, and he knows that doing that keeps the city well run and keeps taxes up. Then you get somebody like a Bill de Blasio, who is farther to the left.
He was a socialist.
About anybody who's run Venezuela.
Yeah.
he undid all that.
Yep.
So New York is going to have to relearn some of the lessons they learned the hard way once again.
Well, the interesting thing that is emerging now as we look at this stuff is that I think people are beginning to believe that all of these reforms that you keep seeing go back and forth, that's not good. Life should not be set up like a badminton game to where, one guy does good for you and the other guy takes you back to the Stone Ages.
No, it makes it hard to do business, to plan your life, to decide whether to invest or not.
Yeah.
That kind of political risk is very expensive, discourages investment and people living there and starting families and that kind of thing. So people like stability. They like to know what that they can expect to live somewhere where they, you know, they can, they have some idea of what's going to happen, and that the laws and whether they're going to be enforced isn't going to change every 4 years, depending on who's in office.
But here's the thing, and this is some, they did a study, especially with these Gen Zers. Now, Gen Zers are very interesting. They've started, they have started getting away from smartphones.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me. And I haven't met any of these mythical people. I'm sure they exist. But if they're actually doing that, that would sure be interesting if, you know, they're just going to a basic communication device rather than having a computer in their hand. I don't know, maybe they've been spending too much time on Instagram, Snapchat. What's motivating all this?
I think they don't like being tracked. I think this idea that they could be tracked at any given time, I think that sort of doesn't really appeal to them. And for all of their internet...
Big consideration.
Yeah, yeah. This article, the thing about the about San Francisco, that is at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan does his job on a daily basis, and I mean every day. I've never known Dan not to be doing editing of articles because there's just so many that go up every day. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. So, some people have figured out how to eliminate gun violence. All we have to do is copy the, the failed other stuff that we have going on that mainly just kills people. What have we found out about this? What do they say about this?
Well, this comes from Ms. Magazine, which I don't think I even knew it was still a thing.
I didn't either.
And you just know that any sociopolitical analysis you get in Ms. Magazine is really going to be grounded in, firmly in, reality and the, reality-based, world. And like this one, this is, written by someone named Veronica Ray Whitehead, who opines that the fight against gun violence should emulate the fight for reproductive justice. In other words, you have to take a more holistic approach to these things.
Holistic.
And you can't just out-legislate and out-shoot the shooter, and you can't solve these questions by incarcerating people. You have to take a more societal approach to all these things, and you have to have good policy. She says, like the prohibition of guns for groups offenders of domestic violence and violent misdemeanors, background checks. In other words, you've got to increase the number of people who are being deprived of their rights. Community, especially supporting parents and raising emotionally healthy children. Again, it takes a village, and if you're raising your children right and teaching them that guns are bad and guns are evil, then you won't raise a bunch of crazy gun owners. Early violent behavior intervention, which she doesn't describe at all.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That seems like a big one. You know, if you get a kid who's being violent as he's growing up and violent in school, how do you intervene in such a way as to short circuit that? She doesn't say. And then a change in social norms related to gun culture and gun violence. Again, this means othering the third of the country that owns firearms, making it clear that they are beyond the pale, that they are not the kind of people we want to associate with, deal with, and make their lives as difficult as possible in order to marginalize them.
Well, I'm just thinking that.
So I feel better.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about trying to stop the raising of little gun owners.
Yeah. It's horrible, isn't it? I'm guessing your kids aren't going to be playing any video game. Well, it's really not Call of Duty or Halo or anything like that. That's where a lot of the latest generation of gun owners have came to know of and have an affinity for guns. And growing up now to buy them. But you got to train your, you have to train your kids right and let them know that they will be horrible people that will be canceled and ostracized if they have all the wrong thoughts and engage in bad things. Mm. Consider buying firearms and becoming gun owners.
And what kind of a consensus did we get about this? Anybody sitting up there and let's see.
I don't think there's much of a consensus on this. I mean, this is one of those navel-gazing pieces that takes up places in some media backwater like Ms. Magazine that right. almost no one reads. But, you know, this woman probably got paid a few hundred dollars for writing it, and
right.
They've got some content, and it'll show up in the occasional Google search, and I'm sure Modest Man Action will be cheerfully referring to this as a great model for making sure that gun violence is no longer a problem.
Right. Well,
in our country.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen. I mean, the stuff they're talking about doing. Like, especially supporting parents and raising emotionally healthy children. So, aren't we existing in the same sense that we're existing right now? Aren't we also existing in a time where if a child comes up to you and says, "I feel like a girl," now you're going to allow him or her, or him in this case, to... mutilate himself. Now, if you
go, that's the subject.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a subject that Miss Ray Whitehead doesn't really get into. She prefers to relate this whole thing to abortion and reproductive justice, whatever that means.
Reproductive justice.
I know. So unfortunately, she hasn't gotten into the whole transgender ideology branch of all this, but I'm sure she has thoughts.
I'm sure she has thoughts. Well, I mean, see, this is a part where, you know, all this leftist policy is a snake biting its tail. It works its way around because now, you know, some of this stuff that they're talking about, it's all pie in the sky. And well, at the same time, if you have a child that, you know, children can't decide to get a tattoo. Children can't decide to go buy a bottle of scotch. There's a lot of things they can't decide right now, but now we're going to try to treat them as if they're little adults and get them to hate guns.
Well, yeah.
Is that it?
You've got to indoctrinate that early.
Okay.
I'm sure Miss Ray Whitehead was there and make sure that they're taught well to hate the gun, hate guns, hate gun owners, and everything about them.
Where is this coming out of? Do we know where Veronica Ray Whitehead is?
I had no idea.
No idea. Just
published by Ms. Magazine. That tells you most of what you need to know about this piece.
Right.
So we read it, so your listeners don't have to.
All right. Well, that's mighty nice of you.
Well, we do.
I wouldn't go looking for it.
Oh, it just came across my desk.
I don't get out there and get on Ms. Magazine to read the latest anti-gun screed. I'm certainly not going to listen to a abortionist about anything.
I haven't subscribed to Ms. Magazine in years, so it's just a bit of luck that I ran across it.
Right. Well, I don't plan on reading it. ever again. I mean, if there ever is anything that comes out that I get to talk about, it'll probably be because you did you read it when I didn't have to.
We will keep you informed as we always try to do.
Gee, thanks. That's
our mission in life.
Well, I mean, it's there's always somebody out there that when it comes to violence. Not just first of all, we've got to narrow it down to gun violence. Which, what did John Lott say? Isn't it 82% or 84% of all violence has no gun involved in it at all?
Yeah, I think it's the old 80-20 rule. Yeah, that's about right.
Right.
So yeah, that's generally correct. Just waving your magic wand and making guns go away tomorrow would not eliminate violent crime, but wouldn't eliminate murder, wouldn't eliminate suicides.
Right.
That's just all utopian thinking that the anti-gun left loves to peddle.
Well, gun violence, my favorite little micro category, which is... there's no such thing as gun violence, but you know, I'm not going to get into that. I know that there's a thing about it. I know that they use that as a talking point. Anyway, before we run out of time, thank you very much for once again joining me today, because Dan is a very, very loyal collaborator, and he brings some excellent stuff. Everything they've got going on there. There's something for everybody at truthaboutguns.com. They have the what's new. They have gun reviews. They have gear reviews, guns for beginners, and the gun control, which is, that's always happening. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, sir.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.